Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
We're now more than a month into the COVID-19 crisis, with still no end in sight, and the number of people out of work is continuing to climb higher and higher. According to some estimates, the unemployment rate could touch 16% by July, higher than at any point since the Great Depression. Well, coming up on today's episode of FAQ City, we get to your questions about the government payouts and the expansion of unemployment benefits. That's all coming up on FAQ City. Stay tuned. Hey, it's Nick Della Canale, and today's podcast is about money and unemployment in the age of COVID-19. What do you do if you've lost your job, or if you know someone who's out of work? And chances are you or someone you know is among the more than 22 million people who filed for unemployment in the last 4 weeks. Maybe you've even been trying to file, but you haven't been able to. Well, you, our listeners, have been writing to us with lots of questions on this topic, and we're going to get to as many of them as we can today and learn more about how the government is trying to help. And joining us to make sense of it all is WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly.
Hello.
Hey, Claire.
Hi.
Hey. And Claire is joining us remotely. And before we start, a brief disclaimer. We are not here to dispense legal or financial advice. Also, we're recording this on Saturday, April 18th at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's always new developments happening, and you can tune in to WFAE or go to WFAE.org for the latest. So, Claire, let's start with just a few general questions here. First, we just passed April 15th, which is usually known as Tax Day, but not during the coronavirus pandemic. What is happening as a result of COVID-19?
Well, the U.S. Treasury Department and the Internal Revenue Service are changing a few things because of the coronavirus. First, they've extended the filing deadline, so you now have until July 15th to file your income tax return. But the IRS says if you're expecting a tax refund, you should still try to file as quickly as possible. If you can't make that July 15th deadline, you can request an extension from the IRS. They've also extended the deadline for paying your federal income taxes to July 15th. So that applies to individuals, trusts, corporations, and you don't have to file any additional forms or call the IRS to qualify.
Okay, and what's the deal with these checks that are being promised by the government?
Yeah, so those are called economic impact payments, which you may have also heard called stimulus payments, because they're intended to stimulate the economy by providing consumers some money with the hope of using it to purchase items and encourage revenue. So the last instance of stimulus checks was during the Great Recession of 2008.
Okay, so who's eligible for these checks?
You're eligible if you're a U.S. citizen or resident alien with a valid Social Security number, if you can't be claimed as a dependent of another taxpayer, and if you have an adjusted gross income under certain limits.
Is there anyone who's not eligible?
So you likely don't qualify if your adjusted gross income is greater than $99,000 if you're single or married filing separately, greater than $136,000 if you're head of household, or $198,000 if married filing jointly. You also likely won't qualify if you can be claimed as a dependent on someone else's tax return, if you don't have a valid Social Security number, or you're a non-resident alien.
Okay, and how much are these checks for?
So it depends on your income. You're eligible for a $1,200 check if you're a single person and make up to $75,000, or a $2,400 check if you're married filing jointly and make up to $150,000. If you're married filing jointly, you're also eligible for an additional $500 per qualifying child. If you make more than this, the payment amount is reduced by $5 for each $100 above that threshold.
Okay. Is there anything that people need to do in order to actually get their checks?
Good question. So most people who are eligible will receive the checks automatically and don't need to take any additional steps. If you filed a federal income tax return for 2018 or 2019, if you get Social Security retirement, disability or survivor benefits, or if you receive railroad retirement benefits, you'll get one automatically.
I've heard from some people who've been checking their bank accounts like daily for the payments, and they still haven't received them. Meanwhile, other people seem to have gotten their checks on the first day that the government began sending them out. If someone hasn't yet received a payment and they're eligible, what can they do?
Yeah, so you can check your payment status on irs.gov/coronavirus. That'll show you whether your check will be a direct deposit or mailed to you. The IRS says it will also mail a letter about the economic impact payment to the taxpayer's last known address within 15 days after the payment is paid. So that letter will have instructions on what to do if you didn't get the check. There's information on their website about that, too. Remember, the IRS will not call, text, email, or contact you on social media asking for your personal or bank account information, even related to these payments. So watch out for scammers.
Okay, now let's turn to some unemployment questions. What should people do if they've lost their job because of the coronavirus or if they've been laid off?
Yes. So to get unemployment insurance benefits, you need to file a claim with the unemployment insurance program in the state where you worked. So right now in North Carolina, you have to do that online or over the phone. You'll need to have information ready, like the addresses of your previous employers and the dates you worked there.
And I know that in March, our governor, Roy Cooper, he had issued an executive order that changed some things about applying for unemployment. Let's talk about some of those changes.
Yeah, so it changed a couple of things for people who lost their job, had their work hours reduced, or were prevented from working due to the coronavirus. First, normally you do not get paid for your first week of your unemployment claim, but that 1 week waiting period has been eliminated for people filing because of the coronavirus. Second, that executive order gets rid of the work search requirement, so you don't have to be looking for a job to be eligible for unemployment if you're filing during this state of emergency.
Now, what about the federal pandemic unemployment compensation? What is that?
Yeah, the North Carolina Division of Employment Security has three possible unemployment benefits programs. So the first one, the one you just mentioned, federal pandemic unemployment compensation, gives an additional $600 in weekly unemployment insurance benefits from the federal government to people already receiving benefits from the state. The second, called pandemic unemployment assistance, provides unemployment compensation for people not eligible for regular unemployment insurance or any extensions. And then the final program, pandemic emergency unemployment compensation, gives up to 13 additional weeks of benefits for those who have exhausted their state unemployment benefits.
Okay, well, that's the basics. Thank you for that, Claire. We have to take a short break, but coming up, we're going to get to some of the questions that you've written in. Questions like, can you apply for unemployment if you're self-employed? And are you eligible if you quit your job because you were worried about contracting COVID-19 at work? We'll get to those questions and more right after this short break. Stay tuned. Hey, folks, today's podcast was made possible by listeners like you. Thank you to the listeners who submitted their questions on wfae.org/FAQCity. And thank you to the listeners who've made a contribution to WFAE to support breaking news and in-depth reporting. If you learned something from today's episode and you want to support it, well, you can share the link on social media or give this podcast a rating or a review in your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support the podcast even further, become a member of WFAE with a donation of any amount. Just hit the red donate button on WFAE.org, and thank you for your support. Hey, we're back. I'm Nick Delacanal here with WFAE health reporter Claire Donnelly. We're answering your questions about stimulus checks and unemployment. Claire, let's get into some of these listener-submitted questions. And I want to start with this one from Joanne. She asks, if I'm an independent contractor, am I eligible for these coronavirus unemployment benefits? And what if I'm self-employed? What about that?
Okay, so for this one, I called up an expert. Chuck Monteith is an employment lawyer, and he spent 25 years working for the Employment Security Commission. So remember that pandemic unemployment assistance, or PUA, we talked about before the break?
Mm-hmm.
Monteith says that program could help people who are gig workers, independent contractors, and people who are self-employed.
Okay. Now, WFAE listener Christine wants to know, does the rule that you have to make $6,000 in two quarters still stand? Because she said that she works part-time. She made about $4,000 last year. Would she still be entitled to receive unemployment?
So Chuck Monteith says to be able to establish a claim for unemployment insurance benefits, a person has to have been paid wages during at least two calendar quarters of what's called their base period. He says that's typically the first four of the last five completed calendar quarters. And Monteith says a person must have been paid at least $780 during one of the last two completed calendar quarters of their base period. And remember from the last question, Monteith says the PUA program is available to people who didn't have enough wages for a regular unemployment claim.
That pandemic unemployment assistance will last through the end of the year, and that's at $600 a week. So even if a person doesn't meet the threshold for the other benefits, they should be able to get pandemic unemployment assistance.
Okay, that makes sense. So are people who are laid off due to the coronavirus eligible for 100% of their regular pay? And that was a question that comes from Jeff.
Chuck Monteith says, no, that's not how it works in North Carolina.
They will be eligible for a maximum of $950, $350 from the state, and that's the max, and $600 from the federal government. I mean, your weekly benefit amount under the state depends on how much you made. And the more money you made, the more likely you are to qualify for the maximum amount. But you don't get compensated dollar for dollar for your loss of pay.
All right. Kaylin says she's been trying to call the state about unemployment, but hasn't gotten an answer, and the website won't let her file a claim. Is there anything that she can do?
So Monteith says he knows it's frustrating for a lot of people right now. The Division of Employment Security has been working to hire more people to deal with the spike in people applying for benefits. He says it's not just in North Carolina. All of the states in the U.S. are struggling with this. Monteith's advice is to just keep trying until you can get somebody on the phone.
Okay. Now, what if someone leaves work or quits because they're worried about being exposed or infected with COVID-19? Would they still be able to apply for unemployment? And that was a question that we had received from Larry and John.
Okay, here's Chuck Monteith again.
That's a little tricky. It depends. It would help the person have a better chance of receiving benefits under those circumstances if they had some sort of medical documentation recommending that they leave because of the threat to their health. I think it's going to take more than just a person saying, I was nervous about going into work.
But Monteith says, in his opinion, employers have an incentive to characterize the reason the person is out of work as because of COVID-19, because then the employer has zero responsibility for paying those unemployment benefits.
Huh. Okay. Let's move to a question from Darlene. She says she was laid off because of the coronavirus and wants to know if she has to keep looking for a job to get unemployment benefits.
Right. So remember, under Governor Cooper's executive order, if the Division of Employment Security finds that you are out of work due to COVID-19, they're essentially waiving that work search requirement. So you wouldn't have to be looking for a job to get the unemployment benefits.
Okay. Now, this is an interesting question. What if you are a DACA recipient? And that's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy. Can you still file for unemployment benefits? And that was a question that came to us from Anna.
So Monteith says to be eligible for unemployment in North Carolina, you have to be legally authorized to work. So some DACA recipients are.
Okay. Jessica asks, what if you were hired just prior to the virus and now you might be laid off and so you don't have 2 years of work history to file for unemployment? What can you do?
Monteith says you don't need 2 years of work history to qualify for benefits, but he says you do need some, like more than just a couple weeks or a couple months.
If you have what they call a short work history, those individuals, I think, will qualify for what we were talking about before, the pandemic unemployment assistance, which is out there for people, you know, independent contractors, gig workers, like we talked about. They should be able to get that, I believe.
Okay, let's get this question from Brian. What if you have previously received unemployment benefits after being laid off and now have been laid off again because of COVID-19? He says it looks like he's not eligible to apply for unemployment because his benefits have run out. Is that true?
Yeah, here's Monteith again.
If you've exhausted your 12 weeks and you're still within that year of from when you first filed, you should be eligible to get the pandemic unemployment compensation, which would be the $350 a week, if that's what you get from the state, plus the $600 from the feds.
Okay. I think we have time for one more question. Let's take this one from Edie. She asks, what if you have both a full-time and part-time job and get laid off from your part-time job because of the virus? Can you apply for unemployment?
So Monteith says it depends how much money you're making from your part-time and full-time jobs, because you could make too much to apply for unemployment benefits. He says you'd be more likely to receive benefits if you lost your full-time job.
Okay. Well, that is WFAE health reporter Claire Donnelly. Claire, thanks so much for your insight and for helping us answer these listener questions.
Thanks. Happy to help.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for your questions. Hey, if you have more questions about the coronavirus or anything else related to Charlotte, share it with us on WFAE.org. We are continuing to report on how the virus is affecting the Charlotte area, and your questions and story ideas keep us going. You can also keep up with all of our coverage on air or at WFAE.org. If you're a curious person and you want to hear more FAQ City stories, both upcoming and from the archives, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, and wherever else you get podcasts. That's all for this week of FAQ City. Until next time, take care and stay safe. I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.